We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And we're highlighting entrepreneurs and CEOs and learning about specifically enough their role in the company. So I'm excited to welcome the program. And Jennifer Romanecki. I can edit that. I'm excited to welcome the program. Close. Jennifer Romanecki. She's the CEO and president of Marie Selby Botanical Gardens. How are you, Jennifer? Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
All right. So let's kind of just talk about, did you always want to be a CEO? Was that something you always wanted growing up?
You know, I think from a young age, I always felt like I wanted to be a leader. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
So the, how did that start to kind of get in that journey of being a CEO? Did you like what kind of jobs and what kind of stuff did you work in to build up to this?
Well, I think really it's about being passionate about what you're doing. And if you're passionate and you really care, you'll advance because then you'll give it your all. And so my background is I actually studied art history in college. And I tell everyone that, and I grew up in New York, and I went to Lafayette College in Pennsylvania. I tell everyone that I started my career in visual art at the Guggenheim Museum, moved on to performing art at the Metropolitan Opera, and ended up in living art at the New York Botanical Garden. And I was at the New York Botanical Garden for 15 years before I was recruited for this opportunity to be president and CEO of Marie Selby Botanical Gardens in Sarasota. And so I think, you know, you have to seize the leadership opportunities when they arise. And, you know, I was so excited about the potential of these gardens that I uprooted with my family and relocated to Florida. Sunny Florida, not a hardship.
No, it's definitely not a hardship. So your experience before going to Marie Selby, what was your role at the other company in that learning the whole process?
So when I started out, I really started my career in mainly in development and fundraising. So for cultural institutions between the Guggenheim, the Metropolitan Opera, and the New York Botanical Garden, with a focus on special events, development, fundraising. And, you know, today in the nonprofit sector, to be the CEO, you have to be able to balance your budget. That's
fundraise too, and fundraise too, right?
Absolutely. You
know, that was your big. So tell us how you were so successful as a fundraiser, because we all know this. I mean, come on now. You have the ability to have people see the value of something. So you were learning all of the process of how it's run, because nonprofits can be run to the ground, first of all. So you were learning it firsthand in that situation, became successful in fundraising and said, well, you are going to be perfect for a nonprofit. What is that challenge of fundraising? Especially,
Well, you know, I think that nonprofit is a tax status, not a business model.
Okay.
You know, the difference is that the funds that are raised get reinvested directly into the nonprofit's mission. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's really the only difference, but it's not a business model. You know, you have to put together sustainable streams of revenue. That's critical to, you know, any nonprofit. And so at the New York Botanical Garden, I was responsible for a $479 million campaign.
Oh, my goodness.
And over 7 years. And so I think that, you know, my role in that really paved the way for me to become CEO, you know, and go for the top position, you know, down here in Florida.
I mean, but I'm impressed. Okay. So that raising those kind of funds, seeing the, first of all, you know, being able to raise those funds, but also you got to bring people in. People have to come and visit and buy. So it's like, you know, you look at specific things, you know, I know real well the Carnegie Museum of Arts and all the different things in Pittsburgh and how those places, how they kept open, or the Science Center, all those are nonprofit, but yet they have lots of people to go and have to buy tickets on a regular basis. I know there's Botanical Gardens in Pittsburgh. It's probably, I forget the name of it. It's off the top of my head, but basically people have to keep coming in. So you have to use the marketing to bring people to your place, but ultimately then say, by the way, we need our patrons to donate, other people, other companies to donate to keep the doors open, because we are, so it's an interesting thing. You got to keep getting people to the gate, but ultimately still bring in fundraising. Do you see any businesses that model almost the same type of model that this nonprofit models in a way where, you know,
So when I arrived in Sarasota in 2015 for this position as president and CEO, you know, I took the job because of the potential. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw what was here. We are a spectacular bayfront oasis in the heart of a wonderful arts and cultural city, you know, with it's just tremendous potential right on the water. Selby Gardens is known for having the world's best scientifically documented collections of orchids and bromeliads. That's really our claim to fame. And when I first arrived on the job, I noticed that people would say, oh, I've been to Selby Gardens. It's beautiful, as if they didn't have a reason to come back.
Oh, that's not good.
And so basically, I did led a strategic planning process and arrived at implementing a new operating model for which we call the Living Museum Operating Model. And we actually secured a trademark on the operating model. And the idea is that traditional museums, you know, have changing exhibits, programs, and events to garner repeat visitation and to broaden their audiences. And so basically, that's what we're doing at Selby Gardens. We changed our whole operating model to have rotating exhibits, programs, and events. And we started implementing this model in 2015. And from then to now, we've experienced a more than 70% increase in our revenues, attendance, earned revenues. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah. It's been terrific.
But do you think because you're in New York, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere? That helps you in a lot of ways, because New York is really, you know, if you can't, you can't handle New York, there's no, you go to Sarasota, it's a little different deal, right? Even though it's a competition, you're going to be in the higher level position. You had success in New York. You knew exactly what kind of business mind you had to have to go to Sarasota and have success in this. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think you're right. You know, I think there is truth in that. If you can make it there in New York, you can make it anywhere. And, you know, it's a very tough and competitive environment. And it was all that I knew. So I was used to it. And I think that that experience really informed, you know, what leadership initiatives I wanted to implement in my new role in Sarasota.
So let's talk about Sarasota now. Let's talk about why people who visit Sarasota should come, especially we're thinking tourists begin, and this is nationally syndicated. It's going all over different place. We have, you know, channels in Tampa and stuff, but just tell us specifically why people, when they're in Sarasota, should visit.
Sarasota is just a spectacular waterfront oasis, you know, in Florida. I mean, it's on the West Coast, which we call the Sun Coast. We have the most amazing beaches. Our beaches have been rated number one by Dr. Beach. But what makes Sarasota unique from, let's say, other beautiful beach communities in Florida is the arts and culture, the experiences that we offer here. You know, so you have Selby Gardens, which, you know, focuses and has the world's best scientifically documented collection of orchids. You have world-class performing arts here. You have museums, you have art experiences. And so I think we've been rated, you know, among the top places to live, the best quality of life. And that's because of all of those benefits put together. And in addition, you know, we have a thriving business community. where a lot of businesses have chosen to relocate, especially during the pandemic, you know, to have the quality of life, being outside all the time, the great weather. People think, well, why not run my business here? You know, I mean, why not? Why not, instead of waiting till I'm older and I'm retiring, let's go there now. And so
you're selling Sarasota too, not just Marie Selby Botanical Gardens. Are we looking for a even higher position down the line for you for Sarasota? Are you already?
No, you know, honestly, it's just the truth of it. You know, I, having grown up in New York in the Northeast, you know, I think that I'll always love New York. I'll always have friends and family there. But you do give up a lot to live there. Yeah. And there are a lot of amenities and quality of life that you have by living, you know, down here as a Southerner. I'm a Southerner now.
That's where I see. But I luckily, you know, relocating to Dallas, I did live in Arkansas for a year. So this is more the Northeast Dallas than Arkansas. So I was able to easily transition. So here's my question for you, because I am dealing with people that are either trying to work with nonprofit organizations or are just starting their own nonprofit. I know that you guys are a lot larger than that, but I won't, because my audience is entrepreneurs. It's anyone, but ultimately ones that might be tuning in, especially if they have a nonprofit, because of your expertise and understanding it. What do you think are what tips would you offer a new nonprofit to raise funds?
I think the most important thing is attracting diverse revenue streams. You should not, you know, put all your eggs in one basket. So for instance, you don't want to just rely on private fundraising, because if something happens and there's a market downturn, you'll be extremely vulnerable. So, you know, the motto I've followed has been diversification of revenue streams between contributed and earned revenues. And I think it's really important to do that. And private investors love to see nonprofits earning different streams of revenue. You know, it actually boosts their confidence, makes their private dollars go further, because you're garnering other streams of revenue. And that way the private contributed revenue can really further benefit the nonprofit's mission.
So that they don't see the private organization is not going to invest unless they see there's a return on investment, even though they like the foundation, the organization.
That's absolutely right.
You say defining a return on investment when contributing to a nonprofit? What is their return on investment? What do they?
You know, I think success attracts success. So when private contributors, or just like any business, just like any investor, if the philanthropist makes a contribution and sees that you've advanced the mission and attracted other contributors and other streams of revenue, that makes them, you know, more vested and more likely to contribute further. You know, I think private investors want to see nonprofits doing everything they can to attract other streams of revenue. You know, they don't want to bail out a nonprofit. Yeah. They want to support successful organizations.
All right. So best place people can find information. And when I'm in Sarasota, I'm going to reach out to you. And I'm definitely going, when I'm in Florida, especially if near Sarasota, I'm going to reach out to definitely visit Marie Selby Botanical Gardens. Where can we find info?
Just come right to selby.org and you are in for a treat. I will give you the special presidential tour.
I love this.
So I do hope you'll come and visit us.
I think you've already put it on my list of things to do if it says it's a presidential tour. Especially, you know, you never know what happens when there's this meeting. Then next I'll get a call saying, oh, I might have a potential client out in Sarasota. And I'll be like, oh, hey, Jennifer. You know, see, I remember these days. Well, in the media, it just always happens. But when I built my media, I guess, and I wouldn't say empire, but built a good media thing, now it's like, oh my goodness, the people we meet, the opportunities to have these conversations. But I think you've brought such value when it comes to when you run a nonprofit, you better run it like a business. And then also, you better be able to understand the nonprofit model. It seems like you've hit both of those things through learning in New York and what you've built now, and continued success. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Website again for people?
Selby.org.
And what about you? Are you on social media? Connect on LinkedIn is best place?
Yes, I am. I'm on LinkedIn and social media, Facebook.
Excellent. All right. Appreciate it. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.